Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Back to the Light, and the reading is from the Gospel of John.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Back to the light. This passage is the continuation of Jesus' private conversation with Nicodemus, a Pharisee who seeks to understand Jesus' mission, but is fearful that he will be seen. Jesus undoubtedly is aware of Nicodemus' distraction, but he respects this Pharisee's desire for the truth and answers him directly, quote, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, close quote. He goes on to speak of the need to live the truth, to come to the light. Nicodemus wants anything but light in this meeting as he hears Jesus say that, quote, whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, close quote. He knows that his fellow Pharisees, his group, are wary of Jesus and would certainly disapprove of Nicodemus in a most radical way if they knew of this meeting. He is frightened. It isn't always easy to do the right thing, even when you're convinced it is the right thing, if your group stands against it. In our 21st century lives, who reminds us of Nicodemus? Who are those who seemingly want to do what is right, yet need to satisfy their group? In high school, we called it peer pressure, but it's still around, isn't it? It seems that many members of Congress are as pressured by their group as is Nicodemus by his. I mean, primarily those senators who avoid opinions not supported by the party bosses. Does it matter? Isn't it acceptable to have disagreements among colleagues? Disagreements? What we're talking about in America these days is quite different. When one side plans in advance to reject and destroy the other side's proposals, no matter what they are, and labels its opponents in ugly and inhuman terms, we have moved far from disagreement. We have entered the realm of hatred, and Jesus' words speak to this tragedy. Quote, this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. Close quote. Do we recognize our country in Jesus' words? Not only our Congress, but many citizens seem to have chosen the dark side. Think of the January 6th insurrection. What is our way back to the light? We who follow Christ believe that, quote, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, close quote. But others may be helped to do the right thing by recalling the words of Rodney King, an African-American man and victim of police brutality, who 30 years ago very simply asked, Can't we all just get along? Good question.